So may I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So the Good Samaritan is such a well-known parable, isn't it? It's a difficult one to preach on because what can you say new about it? Well, I'm not sure, but I'm going to have a go. Well, firstly, Jesus starts by talking about two important commandments. First, he speaks of loving the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbour as yourself. A lawyer then asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbour?" It is here that Jesus, as he often does, challenges our expectations and shows a little of what the kingdom of God might look like. We're asked to think about who our neighbour really is. What do they look like? Are they like us or not? Do they hold the same values and see the world as we see it? Does difference matter in the kingdom of God? Jesus is asking us. Well, then Jesus tells his parable, doesn't he? He tells the story of a man travelling along a road who is viciously assaulted, stolen from, and left for dead. He is left lying in the road without means of helping himself. He is helpless. A priest, we hear, was going down the road, and when he saw the man who had been assaulted, he passed by on the other side. So did a Levite. Now, a Levite, as I'm sure you know, is a man from the tribe of Levi. And this tribe provided assistance to the priests in the worship in the Jewish temple. When he came to the place and saw the injured man, he passed by on the other side too. Now, these two men are supposed to follow God and to be involved in the mission and ministry of the surrounding area. As readers or hearers, we're supposed to be surprised at the apparent insensitivity of these two men. The priest is clearly too busy, something I can definitely identify with, and it is a challenge for clergy not to get caught up with all our work, with all the admin and the paperwork and the meetings we have to do, because we should remain a pastor first rather than just an administrator for the church. The priest's calling should have enabled him to see that there was someone in need and someone he should attend to. But of course he didn't. He walked by on the other side. The Levite, likewise, is more concerned probably with the temple itself rather than the faith of God it represents. Are we, I wonder this morning, like either of these two men? That's the challenge that Jesus gives us to consider today. It is, of course, the Samaritan that eventually helps the man. The Samaritans and the Jews were historical enemies. Now, the Samaritans were people who were neither fully Hebrew nor fully Gentile. The Samaritans had their own unique copy of the first five books of Scripture, called the Torah, as well as their own unique system of worship. They were different. They were the other of the time. And at the time of Jesus, the Jews and the Samaritans did not deal with one another. Jesus, however, often ministered to the people of Samaria, preaching the good news to them, as he did quite often, preaching to those who were on the outside of society, those who were shunned by others, those who were, like us, in need. We're reminded by Jesus to be inclusive to all. Race, creed, colour, class, and even religious views should not stand in our way of showing Christian love to those around us. Margaret Thatcher once said, "No one would remember the Good Samaritan if he'd only had good intentions. He had money too." Now, I don't usually quote from Margaret Thatcher. I'm not particularly a fan of Margaret Thatcher, but there is something to be said about sharing what we have with those around us, even our enemies. Our wealth is not ours to keep, but should be used further for the kingdom of God. Love often means sacrifice, and that sometimes means giving something away. And a real sacrifice is obviously giving something that's important to either us or others. Jesus was showing us who our neighbour really is. This is anyone in any kind of need. Not just our friends, not those whom we know, not even those whom we agree with or like, but even our enemies. And these could be people that we struggle to love, and even those who hurt us deliberately. Jesus, as he often does, goes against our expectations and shows us a different way of behaving, the way of the kingdom of God. And of course, I should say here that that is not easy. It is not always easy to be like Jesus in our world. It is difficult to love the unlovable. But the central message of this story is that if we are to be good neighbours, we need to be more like the Samaritan and show mercy to those around us. The implied message is that we need to be aware of those around us who are in need and do something about it. St. Paul, writing to the Colossians, tells the church that he prays that they may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that they may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him as they bear fruit in every good work and as they grow in the knowledge of God. This letter challenges the believers in Colossae to look solely to the divinity of Jesus Christ, through whom we are all saved, even us today here at St. Mary's. Now, in Paul's time, there was some heretical teaching going on in Colossae, and Paul wanted to remonstrate with them and to remind them to focus on Christ as the reason for faith in God. So we too, today, almost 2,000 years later, must focus on the words of Christ in this difficult and troubled world. After telling the parable of the Good Samaritan, Jesus concludes with this command. He says, "Go and do likewise." When we learn this lesson, we and the world around us will be all the better for it. So, brothers and sisters, let us go and do likewise.